With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Two pests of squash are going to be very noticeable here in the coming weeks. These pests can kill off squash plants entirely before you can harvest anything, so scouting is vital to limit their spread. The squash bug is the biggest adversary of gardeners and plants like zucchini, and right about now, you would begin seeing nymphs which have white bodies and pitch black legs. The eggs are reddish brown and grow darker just before hatching. The only life cycle stage where you can adequately control populations with insecticide is immediately after hatching. Once the bugs grow into adults, insecticides are largely ineffective. Spinosad is the preferred insecticide for nymphs because of its relatively low toxicity to other animals and people. Once the squash is harvested, immediate removal of the plant from the garden will minimize the population of nymphs that can successfully grow into adults, making next season's population much lower. The other major pest of squash is squash vine borer. Not seen as often as squash bugs, vine borers are even more destructive, killing plants outright. The moth species lays its eggs on the underside of stems, often concentrated at the base of the stem. Once the larvae hatch, they bore into the stem to feed on the interior tissue. Mature larvae then exit the stem and burrow into the soil where they overwinter. If your plant suddenly starts to wilt for no obvious reason, inspect the plants for ooze from the interior of the stem, which indicates that borers are present. Sanitation once the stems start showing symptoms will also keep populations low. 7 should be sprayed as soon as the vines begin to run, and again every 7 to 10 days to kill off larvae before they have a chance to burrow into your plants. Squash can either be summer squash or winter squash, and they will have slightly different management based on which you're trying to grow. Summer squash is grown to harvest at an immature stage before the skin and seeds have toughened. The most common type of summer squash is zucchini. Winter squash, on the other hand, are harvested once the skin has toughened and include acorn and butternut squashes. Winter squash plants trail much longer than summer squash will, and will need greater spacing in the garden. Space winter squash plants 3 to 4 feet apart in the row, and summer squash plants 2 feet apart. Rows should be 6 feet apart for winter squash and 3 feet apart for summer squash. Summer squash should be harvested between 6 and 10 inches long. Winter squash should be harvested once your fingernail can no longer pierce the rind easily. After harvesting winter squash, store them in a dry location at room temperature for 2 weeks before moving them to a cooler place for long-term storage. This curing process will allow the rinds to toughen and keep longer. Winter squash can be stored anywhere from 4 to 8 months given the right conditions, while summer squash should be eaten within 2 weeks of harvest. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.